It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, have you a company or a product or a service that you would like to advertise on the Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it is very, very easy. This podcast has over a quarter of a million downloads every single month, and they are verifiable figures that we can provide to you to show that this podcast is one of the most listened to podcasts in Ireland. Yeah, and if you would like to advertise on it, you can.
So just to put it into perspective, because you're rocking off numbers there and people don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, numbers,
yeah. People don't understand numbers. They understand pictures.
Pictures.
You can take a picture in your mind. So every single month here on Opinions Matter, yeah, we have enough listeners to fill Croke Park four times.
Very good. Oh, I like what you did there. No, not actually, it's three times. We go for three times, yeah.
So think of Croke Park on an All-Ireland final day.
82,000 people.
You look around, the Cusack is busy,
sea of humans.
Well, why would you swing a cash at a gar match?
Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of humans.
So you think of all that crowd, and we'll even include the players and the Muntors, or whatever they're called.
Yeah, very good.
We'd include all them. You think about them. Now multiply that crowd
by three.
By three.
And that's the listenership we have every month.
You want to sell your product to them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you
are... Some of them even have money to spend.
Most of them do.
Yes, they do.
If you would like to advertise or sponsor the Opinions Matter podcast, send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626 and we will send you back the details of how you do it. And it's not that expensive. If your company is a small enough company, we're the people to talk to here in Opinions Matter. We're not talking about radio station money. You know the way radio stations charge an absolute fortune.
The only reason they do has to pay your wages.
That's true.
Your exorbitant wages.
But the podcast does not charge anything like radio rights.
That's not cheap in the brand.
No, I'm just saying we're not as dear as Crappy Hits or FM 109 or whatever they're called.
We're not Aldi. We're Mike Marks and Spencer's.
Really?
Well, no, that's a bit too... Okay, we're Tesco.
Anyway, if you would like to advertise in the Opinions Matter podcast, send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626 and we'll send you back all the details.
Now, very quickly, can I just say as well, on this episode of Opinions Matter, we will be giving another listener to the podcast one of our coffee mugs. Now, just bang it on the table.
Here it is, yep.
Just to let the people know it exists.
Don't break it. That's one of our coffee mugs. They're lovely. They're orange in colour. They are great coffee mugs. Who'd give away a paper coffee mug?
I can name a podcast right now that would give away a paper coffee cup.
Can you?
With Donald Trump's face on it or something like that.
Anyway.
Can I name the podcast?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, if you would like to win yourself one of our portable coffee mugs, which I use every day in the car, by the way.
So what coffee mug isn't portable? What coffee mug can you not pick up and bring with you?
A paper one that's gone all soggy. You have to throw it in the bin then.
You can bring any coffee cup. Jesus. Oh, I can't bring that coffee cup. It's too big. I can't carry that one.
Okay, give me another word. Portable. It's reusable.
I said
microwavable.
Well, we don't. That's yet to be.
Oh no! I microwave my milk every morning.
Let's not say that.
Oh no, I do.
I can't afford to be sued for someone who's scoffs.
I hope you are. Anyway, you can use them in the dishwasher and everything else. It has the Opinions Matter logo on it. If you would like to win one, stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode? A guy called Clive has been in touch with us. And here's what Clive had to say. He says, as a taxpayer and a father of two, I would like you to raise this. I'll try and break from work and try and get onto your podcast live when you're discussing it. I think child benefit should be capped at two children. These days, nobody can afford more than two kids, and it's not fair on social welfare to be popping out babies and then getting huge checks off the government in child benefits. As a taxpayer and father of two, it is my responsibility for you popping out child after child. A couple on my road both have average jobs, five kids under 12, and they must be getting €700 a month in children's allowance. It is madness. Debate this. Stop paying people to have too many kids. And that's from a guy called Clive. Now, yes, it is fair to say that if you have...
By the way, we calculated it. Yeah. And how many kids does that family have?
Five kids under 12.
Yeah. So they are getting £700 in child benefit. That's just child benefit alone. They'd also be getting all sorts of other stuff, back to school allowance more than likely as well. But yeah, so child benefit every single month going into that house. And I'm saying this as someone who does have over two kids. I would be happy if it was capped at two. I have three kids, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting £520.
Yeah.
We're getting £520 a month. And I do think it should be capped on two. It's not the state's responsibility to pay for you to have big families. I would see the average family is two kids. Yeah, two adults, two kids. That's the standard family. And if you want any more than two, having a child is a privilege because children are expensive. So you shouldn't have children and then expect the government to pay for it. And it's ridiculous that one family who have decided... And by the way, it's your right to have as many kids as you want. We don't live in China, okay? We shouldn't have a cap on the amount of children you can... You can have...
No, they don't in China anymore either. But
you can have as many kids as you want, but pay for them yourselves. And this is coming from someone who has more than two kids, and I would be quite happy to accept a cap on two children.
We're not talking about a small fortune here. If you have another child...
Sorry, it all adds up.
Okay, if you have another child, you get £140 a month. Yeah, not a week, a month. Yeah. Nobody is having babies for that £140.
Oh, no, I'm not saying people are having, but we should stop. We should stop funding people having big families.
Again, nobody's having a child for £140 a month. Nobody. Absolutely nobody is getting pregnant.
We'd be talking to Vanessa. All child benefit caps do is plunge children into extreme poverty. Again, Vanessa, it's not the role of the government or the taxpayer to fund people having children, okay? It's not their job. It's your job as a parent to, when you bring a child into the world, yeah, make sure you can pay for the children at the very least.
But again, that 140 quid isn't going to make the difference, really.
No,
it's not.
To quote Roy Keane, when you have kids, that's your job. Your job is to pay for them. It's nobody else's job to pay for them. How is it my job to fund someone who decides?
So do you think 140 quid a month is going to pay for a child?
Well, we're not just talking about one kid here. We're talking about the amount of large families. I've never expected anybody to pay for my kids, and I sure as hell don't expect to pay for your kids. So that is a decision that you've made. It's a lifestyle choice, really, to go out and have four or five or six kids. Like, who in God's name, since the... Fair enough, back in the 70s and 80s, people had big families because things were a lot cheaper then. And you wore hand-me-down clothes and you didn't go to restaurants, you didn't go on fancy holidays. But things are different now. The cost of living is very, very expensive. Why are people having so many kids?
It's none of your business.
Oh, it is when it's my taxes going towards it.
No, it's not. It's absolutely none of your business.
No, it's my taxes going towards it.
We'd like to hear from you.
Just pay for your kids. That's all I'm saying.
We'd like to hear from you. Should children's allowance be capped at two children? That's the question we're asking. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let me kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that we got from DMAC.
Hey all, interesting topic today. I'm sure all the responses are going to be very reasonable, measured and well thought out. I'm just curious though, the listener that wants child benefit kept at two children, does that include working families that have made maybe significant PRSA contributions, or did it just hit the idea of the unemployed getting support to raise their families? Talk soon, great show.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Just referring back to that message we played just a moment ago, does this apply, this two cap limit on children's allowance, does it apply to just the unemployed or to people who actually are out earning a crust and paying taxes?
It should be across the board. Is that I earn a crust, I earn a decent crust, I want to cap at two because... It's not my... I do not expect someone... I don't expect you to pay for my kids, okay?
I don't pay for your kids.
But the tax...
okay, so you want child A, child number one to get 140 a month, child number two to get 140 a month, and then child number three, because they happen to have been born a little bit later, gets nothing.
No, it's not the kids.
Is that really what you're saying?
No, it's not the kids to get the money, it's the parents to get
the
money.
But it's for the children.
Ah,
so child number three gets absolutely nothing.
Well, they did it in the UK. Now, I know they backtracked on it for... They should have had the balls just to stick to it, but it makes sense. There has to be a cap. There's a cap on everything. When you get redundancy in a job, isn't there a cap on it?
Okay, here's a problem. Cap. Here's a problem that we have in Ireland. Our birth rate is falling very, very rapidly. We need more children. We need people to have more children.
No, we don't. We actually don't.
We actually do.
You tell that.
Who's going to pay for your pension when you're older?
We need more children. You tell that to people who can't get a place for their kids in school. You tell
this state actually needs more children.
No,
we need more babies. Our population is falling.
No, we certainly do not need more babies.
Okay, let me go to Oisín. You're on Opinions Matter. Roisin. How are you?
Yeah,
Roisin. It's Roisin.
Yeah, it's Roisin. Sorry now to interject there, but that's a crazy comment. Anyone paying attention to demographics in any country in the West knows birth rates are plummeting, and they've been plummeting for years.
And I've just said
that's a crazy comment to make.
I've just said that to Jeremy, and Jeremy's arguing the point that we don't need more children. We actually do.
Okay. Oh, we absolutely do. Two children is at replacement. It is at replacement. Any culture, any society to continue, if you care about Ireland at all, you need a birth rate of above two. So that's just, that's pure economics. That's all that is.
And
that's just math.
And
that's
something
not my opinion.
Yeah, it's something I said just a minute ago, and Jeremy argued the point with me. We do need more children. And if anything, I think we probably should increase child allowance in order to encourage more
that's
children.
Ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Why is it not ridiculous?
Absolutely. I mean, 140 euro goes nowhere. I don't know if you've been out of the house recently, but like 140 euro a month goes absolutely nowhere.
But sorry, sorry for cutting across the ocean. That 140 euro is not to fund a child's whole lifestyle for a month. That's not what it's for. That's for little extra things like school uniforms, whatever the case may be. 140 euro, some people think that that's, like, a parent, I know this may shock a lot of people, a parent is actually supposed to apply some of the money to raise their own child. I certainly...
But 140 euro isn't going
concept.
To.
Imagine the concept.
Yeah.
I know. No, here's the problem. People think of commodities. We think of children as an expensive commodity. It's like a pet. Can you afford, you know, an expensive pet? Children are not expensive pets. They are the future of the civilization that we're in. If you care about your country, if you care about your economy, if you like anything about the world that you live in, or if you don't, guess what the answer is? Children. Children are the future.
No, because,
and talking about them...
Yeah, but I want to... I would have loved to have 22 kids, but I know that I can't afford... I don't want to be like Elon Musk having a dozen kids. I want...
Well, I'll tell you now, full disclosure, I'm a mother of seven. I'm a mother of seven children. I'm very blessed, very proud of each one of them.
I'm sure you
and
are.
And I don't... Yeah, and they're not... Listen, it's not a money-saving venture. I'll tell you that now. I'll be very honest with you. No one's saving money having seven kids, but they're the light of my life. And
the life of your life costs money, and I mean, in child benefit, you're getting 900. You're getting nearly a grand a month in child benefit if they're all under the age of. I assume they're preteens, are they, or some of them?
They're all under 13.
Wow. So you're getting the guts of a grand in child benefit a month.
What's the problem here, Jeremy? What is the problem? Do her children not deserve to be supported as much as yours?
Well, they do, but by the people who gave birth to the children, the mother and the father. That's why I just an alien concept that I pay for my own kids,
Jeremy. 140 quid is not paying for a child. It's a bit of support for a child.
I get it. It's child benefit. Yeah. It benefits a child.
And the thing with child benefit is governments in all of these countries with these inverted population triangles, and Ireland is one of them, make no mistake, we're in big trouble. Governments of these countries have an invested interest in trying to ensure that families feel supported in having children. I mean, I'm 37. Everyone my age or younger has started families abroad. People can't afford it here. That's a problem that the government has to take into consideration. Is child benefit the solution? Of course it's not. We all know it's not. The solutions are... We could spend all day talking about the solutions, but child benefit is one small gesture to let parents and let people know that they're not completely adrift. in raising children in a very tight economy when there are options elsewhere that are very tempting.
But as well, we need to move away from being, we've been a welfare state for far, far too long, where people just, you know, they do things without thinking of the long-term consequences and then expect, gimme, and expect the government and the taxpayer
okay,
to fund
it. Jeremy, I want to come back to just the point that we were talking about. I was saying, and indeed Roisin was saying, that we actually need more children in this country.
Adrian, you're clueless to this because you haven't tried to put your child's name down for school. Literally, schools are full to the brim. As per our previous podcast that we did, hospital waiting lists for children to be seen, absolutely crazy.
Okay, here's the problem.
That's not a reason to not have children. No, that's a reason to build more schools.
That's exactly what I was about to say. We have a fertility rate in Ireland of 1.5, okay? We need a fertility rate of 2.1, which means we are way below our population replacement rate. In other words...
And have been.
In other words...
kids are expensive, lads. We can't afford to be popping
with
kids.
Well, then in another 30 years, we have a major problem.
But listen, can I interject here? Listen, none of us would be here today if people 100 years ago, 150 years ago, sat there and twiddled their thumbs and said, children are expensive, you know, it's the famine and I think I'll just put off having a family. Things are tight, you know, we've been oppressed for 800 years. People, we're amazing kind of the way we quantify and commodify human life. It's
okay,
amazing.
Let me ask you a question then, Roisin, a mother of seven, and I'm sure you'd accept that's somewhat unusual in this day and age. You believe this notion of capping children's allowance at two children, you believe that's ridiculous, it's unfair. If anything, you believe we should be encouraging people to have more babies.
I think that encouragement of people, yeah, absolutely, we should be encouraging people to have more babies 100%. Is that all down the road of financial incentive? Of course not. The real encouragement people need to have children, and we see this in countries across the Western world who are in even worse shape than Ireland, who are desperately trying to get people to have children with financial incentives and failing, I might add. Money doesn't do it. There need to be social supports for families, which is the real reason people are not having children. People aren't having children not because, oh, it's capped, child benefits capped, and I wish there was more money. It's really because they don't feel supported. They're afraid for the future. There doesn't seem to be a future for young families in Ireland. Child benefit is a small gesture to say the government does want to support families in a small way.
Do me
a
favor.
It's not going to solve the problem. It's not a payout.
Stay there for a second, Roisin. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you?
Jess, you've just heard Roisin saying, actually, on the contrary, we should not be limiting child benefit to two children. If anything, we should be increasing it.
Okay, well, let's not be naive. There are people out there who know how to play the system, and they'll have kids like TikTok. Let's not be naive about this. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'll die on this hill. The kids are your responsibility. Why the hell should the taxpayer pay for them? They're your responsibility.
Okay,
they're your children.
With children's allowance, just as an example, that's not paying for children. A child costs an awful lot more.
Are you telling me, there aren't people to do it purely for the benefit side? Because there are.
I'm not arguing with you that there are people who are having children in order to increase their benefits, to increase their allowances, to increase their HAP rate, and all of that. Yes, I agree with you that there are some people having babies just to bump their way up the housing list, okay? No, I'm not going to argue with any of that. But let's talk about children's allowance and why you think it should be capped at two children.
Because, like I said before, why is it the taxpayer's responsibility to pay for your children?
Roisin, I don't understand that
they are your children. Okay, they're not my children, they're your children.
Roisin, what do you say to that?
Well, and I absolutely think she has a point. It is not the taxpayer's responsibility to pay for my children. I pay for my children. Child allowance is a tiny, tiny drop in the bucket compared to the cost of raising a child nowadays, proper cost of raising a child. We're a one-income home. My husband provides for us. I'm very lucky to be able to stay at home with my children. Child allowance is not doing anything major for us, let me tell you that much. But And I have lived as well. I've lived many years in the States. I'm very familiar with people gaming the system, people gaming these systems. But I'll say to you, any system can be gamed. It's not the fault of honest people who would like some support in having a family in a very difficult economy in a country that's not supportive of it, that there are people gaming the system. Those I am not opposed to people who say,
well, then
yes,
why
there's people gaming the system,
you can't support them. But well, why have children if you know you can't afford them, especially with the cost of living? If you know you can't have kids, especially the way the economy is, why have them? If I had it my way, the government should get a hand on the cost of living and make it more affordable for people to have kids like it was back in the day. But let's be real, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen in the month of Sundays. So why have them if you can't afford them?
Well, and then that would mean the end of the Irish people, wouldn't it? It would mean there would be no more Irish babies because the government's not going to do anything. The government's not going to support. And why would people have kids if they can't afford them? Our birth rate stays where it is and we cease to exist.
I would mean, should the listener say about what, 700 quid? That's a hefty chunk if you ask me. So don't say that they're not helping.
Yeah, no, they are helping, but they're not paying for my kids. I'm paying for my kids, and it's a nice support, gesture of support from the government. I would describe child benefit as a gesture of support from the government.
But to say help,
I would not describe it as paying for
benefit.
My kids.
But to say help, pay for them. They do. That's what it's called.
Well, let me ask you, why do you think it should be capped at two? Why do two children get support?
Oh, well, if I had it my way, I'd scrap it all together.
Well, there you go. That's more, and that's intellectually honest of you. I disagree. I think the number one priority of this government should be ensuring that there are more babies being born. It's crazy what's going on. There will be no Irish people in 200 years at this rate. We're first rate. So if you think there should be no support from the government for young families, that's a fairly decent argument. Absolutely. But they're also, the society has a vested interest in making sure that Irish children are being born. Otherwise, there is no society. Who's going to take care of you when you're old? Who are going to be the nurses and the doctors and everyone minding you?
I get that. Who's going to look after me and save my attention? I get that. But if someone wants to have a football team of kids, you should pay for it your damn self. Why should the taxpayers have to put up the bill and you get children allowance for it? Pay for them yourself.
I do. I don't consider child benefit to be the government paying for my kids.
That's them helping you though, isn't it? That helps pay for the kids.
A child costs an awful lot more money than €140 a month.
Yeah, but as Jeremy said, it all adds up, doesn't it? So if you add it up to when they're 18 and they stop getting it, it all adds up, doesn't it?
Okay, so you would like to see it scrapped altogether, or at the very least, you would like to see it capped at two children?
100%. My dream would be that it is scrapped because they're your kids. You look after them yourself. Why should a taxpayer foot the bill?
Stay with me for a second, Jess. Our number is 085-825-2626.
I've just seen Eddie's message there. I didn't even calculate this. He's saying that Roisin, and by the way, it's up to Roisin, but she's getting 12 grand a year.
And?
12 grand a year.
There's more begrudgery.
No, I'm not saying begrudgery. 12 grand a year.
She's got seven kids. They cost a lot of money.
But you
That's
know.
That's helpful.
But you, yeah, no, it's great, but you know that.
You can rent a room out in your house for 14 grand a year and not be taxed on it.
I just know I have a fairly decent income, yeah? Yeah. I can barely afford the three that I have. How can someone afford seven?
Budget properly.
What?
Budget properly. Martin.
Afternoon, lads. I won't be able to make it on today. I agree a bit with Clive, actually, in some retrospects. It should be capped. Maybe not at two, but I think he's a bit of a clown there for picking on a couple that are working. You know, I'd be more inclined saying the people who are making a career out of being single mothers. And I say single mothers loosely, because we all know the single mother's payment is the most abused one out there, where they have your man down and living with mummy and daddy, and he's in his 40s, and this one has about six kids in the house, do you know, and he's actually living there. That's where it should be targeted. But people working, come on, Clive, lad, have a bit of cop.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Emma has been in touch with us.
I feel like our birth rate is falling rapidly and we need more children. Then definitely cap it at two. And you know what you do then? That money you give to people that need IVF treatments and can't afford it, or gay couples, or people that are struggling, that one partner may be infertile and the other not, and they're spending thousands and thousands on having children. Why don't you give the money for the other people that have five children, so they're three children, they're 700 a month. You multiply that by 12, and put that towards families that are struggling and that need help to have children.
All right, the messages are absolutely flying in on this. Should children's allowance be capped at 2 children? This is Jason.
Afternoon, lads. Good topic. Jeremy, if anything, we want to be encouraging people to have bigger families or more kids. At the moment, our birth rate is through the floor. We're actually not replacing the population the way we should. So this is going to come in. We're going to have serious problems in years to come when there's not enough people to pay for the pensions, because that's how the pensions are paid for. So we should be like hungry, encouraging people, give people tax credits, something. But, I mean, nobody, as Adrian just said, nobody's having children for 140 quid a month. I can guarantee you that. But this is coming from somebody, Jeremy. Remember, you said you don't need your children's allowance, so it doesn't bother you. But no, we should be having more kids. I mean, we're running out of kids as it is.
And that's exactly the point that has been made all throughout this. Keith, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Keith?
How's it going?
Good, Keith. What are you hearing here that's after annoying you?
The woman gets the fucking dog show you. In all fairness, she doesn't have kids and is probably not going to ever have kids. And she's saying it should be scrapped altogether.
Yeah, so that's exactly. That's exactly what she said. It should be scrapped altogether.
She doesn't have a clue. She doesn't have kids. She doesn't know what it's like.
Well, there you are, Jess.
I was waiting for someone to bring it up. You have no kids, Jess, so you have no opinion, so why don't you just shut the fuck up and go in the corner there? I was waiting for it.
You have an opinion, that's fine. Your opinion, I think your opinion's wrong.
But shut up and go in the corner is what you're saying.
Say that again?
You said, yeah, you have an opinion, but you want me to shut up about it and just sit in the corner. God forbid I actually say my opinion and you don't like it.
Yeah, but it's a stupid opinion. I mean, it's to help others out there, or even fathers. And you say it should be scrapped altogether.
Yeah, they're your kids.
I do pay for them.
Child allowance and child benefit that comes in, because everyone's entitled to it. So it's not just you. The government helps as well.
Exactly, yeah, but the government get it as well. It's not just me. It's not just mothers or fathers.
And that's why it should be scrapped. Pay for your damn self. Every cent. Pay for yourself.
The president gets it, for fuck's sake. Everyone gets the fucking with the children's allowance.
Yes, that's why I say scrap it. Pay for them yourself. Doesn't matter how much you earn.
Let me ask you, Keith, this idea that Clive mentioned at the very start of the programme of capping children's allowance at 2 children to basically stop people having babies for benefits. What do you think of that idea?
I didn't know the thing that you and that one was talking about, that Ireland needs more kids. I didn't know that. But capping it, I don't know. I mean, it depends. There is people out there screwing it. That's everybody knows that. But I don't know. That shouldn't be scratched. It shouldn't be capped. What's the point of capping it?
Because a lot of people believe if you give more money to for more babies, people will have more babies to get more money. That's really the belief.
Yeah, but then where the fuck are all these people going to live with all these babies? Not everybody can get a house.
I agree, and that is probably one of the reasons that our birth rate has fallen over the last number of years, for all of those economic reasons that you can't get somewhere to live and all of that. I think that's why people are having less and less babies.
Yeah, but people are not going to have kids if you know that they know where to live. I mean, I understand that people are doing, I'll get a house if you do have a kid, but it doesn't work that way anymore. It's all changed. You can't just have kids and automatically get a house. It doesn't work like that anymore. Yeah, they have to go and pay for houses or rent houses or the HAP and everything else that people are on. It doesn't work like that anymore. You can't just have kids and have a house. It's not like that. The people are using their brains as well as the other thing. They're using their brains as well, knowing that you can't just have kids.
And that's the truth. I mean, that first woman, Roisin, and fair play to her having 7 kids. It's great. You have a mini football team there. But how in God's name can is that sustainable?
How do people do it generations ago? Because my mother-in-law was born from a family of 13 kids.
Yeah, so generations ago, you could get a week shopping for a couple of quid. We lived in squalor, but we didn't. But that generation lived in squalor, where you had 6 kids in a bedroom. Times have changed, Adrian. We're not in the dark ages anymore.
No, the point I'm trying to make is doable. It is possible to have 6 or 7 children if you know how to budget to pay for them.
No, that's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit. There's certain things you can't budget. You can't budget for school clothes and books and dental work and doctor's appointments and all that. Kids going to football matches, the whole lot. I mean, you seem to have forgotten, Adrian. I know it's a long time since your kids were young.
Kids do cost money. I know they cost money. But some people
have some size house.
Yeah,
yeah, you'd want to have some size house as well, I agree. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, lads. You well?
Good, thanks, Eddie. What did you want to say on this? Should child benefit be capped at 2 children?
I think Jess is getting a lot of unfair criticism here. There's a lot of countries around the world that don't even pay any fucking children's allowance.
That's correct.
Right? Now, I told you this many a time. I didn't have kids because I couldn't afford them. I was responsible. I cut me cloth to suit me measure. But I see people out there and they earn less than me. Some people don't even work. And they're fucking lashing kids over to beat the band. And my taxes pays for that. And it fucking grates on me. It absolutely fucking grates on me. I know we're below the population replacement rate. But here's the thing. If everyone starts forcing out kids, we're putting the cart before the horse. Sort out the infrastructure first. Because these kids are going to need hospital places. They're going to need school places. They're going to need a fucking roof over their head. The country's a shit show at the minute. We've fucking 17,000 homeless.
Okay,
everyone from the rest of the world wants to come here.
Here's the catch-22 that we're in as regards population, Eddie. If the population doesn't start to increase, if we don't reverse our birth rate in another generation, we won't have enough money for anything because we won't have enough taxpayers. That's the problem.
And that is the reason why we're fucking opening the borders for all these immigrants. I know it's a totally different topic, but that's part of the reason, because they fucking breed like rabbits. But here's the thing. I have an issue. I have a massive issue. I know a lad I grew up with. He's 2 years younger than me, right? He's never worked a day in his life. He just had his 8th kid there the other week. My taxes are paying for that lazy bastard. And there's a lot of people in this fucking situation that I'm in. Look at people like that, and they totally fucking disgust them. It's proper taking the piss. And half of them, you go to my local on the fucking Children's Allowance Day, and the shops, the bookies, the fucking pub, it's full of them. It's not even going on the kids. So if they want to get fucking money, I'd give them in vouchers for Dunnes or Aldi. I wouldn't give them money, because half of it isn't even going on the kids.
So would you like to see... Well, you'd like to see one of two things, either a cap or vouchers.
Oh, I'd cap it at two. Like, even now, to have 2 kids... is a massive financial burden on any working family. And if you're having more kids than you can afford, it's irresponsible. I'd like a new car. I can't fucking afford one. So I drive what I can afford. I cut me cloth to suit me measure. And I see people out there taking the piss left, right and centre, and the fucking working man has to pay for it. And it's wrong. And they just get away with it. So I wouldn't give them money anymore. I'd say, well, there's food vouchers. And if they don't fucking like it, well, tough shit. Stop having kids.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me go to Vanessa. You're on Opinions Matter. Vanessa, how are you?
How are you, Vlad?
Good, thanks, Vanessa.
So just before we go to Vanessa, just a point that Eddie made there, that he didn't have one child because he can't afford one child. Now, that's a stretch now, because everybody, there's people literally who are unemployed and can give one child a good life. So yeah. I don't believe
it's not the government's job to pay for my kids. I wouldn't take a penny off them.
No, but I'm sure you can, I don't know what job you do, but I'm sure you're earning enough that you'd be able to look after one child, or at least...
I'm earning enough now. But the ship has sailed for me now. I'm 49. I don't want to have kids at my age.
And do you regret not having them then?
As I get older, probably a bit. But that's just the way it is. I deal with it, you know?
All right, stay there for a second, Eddie. Vanessa, you wanted to get in on this. What did you want to say?
Yeah, first of all, when I got pregnant on Oisín, I was earning 35 grand a year. I was in a very good job. I was renting. And then all of a sudden, my landlords decided that they didn't want to have newborns in their premises. So I was evicted. Okay, so that was the first thing. So yeah, people need houses before they need anything else. So I was, when I decided to keep Oisín, we had stability. That stability was ripped from under us. And I made the difficult decision over everything else that was happening in my life that I moved to the UK. Now, I live in the UK for the last, 3 years, and they've had the benefit cap. They've scrapped the benefit cap at 2 children because it wasn't working. It wasn't saving them money, not enough to justify the hunger and the poverty, the extreme poverty that children were being raised in.
But hang on, the extreme poverty, that parents, again, Vanessa, parents should be footing the bill for their children. I know it's a weird concept, that parents should be paying for their children, but you make the babies, you pay for the baby. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about anybody. I do not expect anything, absolutely anything. And if there's times, no, because this really bugs me.
Can I come in on that? Because it's very, very important.
No, but just let me finish with the point that I'm trying to make. There's times, there's months where something there might be, so say three of our kids all have birthdays around the same time of year, okay? So it's a very, very expensive time. So in the months leading up to that, I take on a few extra jobs. I work that bit harder because I know that I and my wife are going to have to fund these things. It's, you know, it's called, you put your big boy, put your big boy pants on. And yeah, go on.
This is very important. We live in a society, not an economy. And this is the problem that people face. People see the tax burden and just see numbers and then want someone to blame because they're not getting as much as other people or they feel they're not getting as much. Here's the honest truth, right? We have foreign direct investment businesses in Ireland that do not pay their tax. Not outrageous amounts of tax. The tax that they are supposed to pay, they do not pay it. If they paid it, we wouldn't have an issue. We would not have an issue. This would not be an issue. We would be able to pay for the schools. We would be able to pay for the homes. We would be able to pay for the child benefit and make sure that every child in Ireland knew that the Irish state, who they are going to engage in when they get old enough to work, that they are going to contribute back, that we are going to invest in them so that they can invest back into the
And this goes back to our population rate and how we do, whether people accept it or not, need more children for the future of the country.
Well, you can't, Adrian, look at the tax issue as in child benefit numbers in its singularity because it's an entire system. You have to say,
okay, so what do you
why
say,
is
then?
The healthcare...
What do you say to somebody like Jess, who would like to see child benefit cut altogether?
That is absolutely ignorant. You need children. You need children fit, healthy and educated. One, to bring in investment into the country, and two, to have an output to give back.
Sorry, Vanessa, we have very generous education system in Ireland. We have free education up until the end of
it's not free. Oh my God, Jeremy, you know it's not free. It's free at the point of service. It is free at the point of service. It's not like the US.
Jeremy, it's not, you should know.
Sorry, but you know, you have to pay a lot in books, in fees, in all of the other things.
You think books and an iPad? Education is free in Ireland. It is actually free.
It's not. It's a myth.
No, it's not.
The school enrollment fees are free, but everything else that makes a school environment is not free.
So you want taxpayers to put school uniforms on your kids' backs as well? This is getting ridiculous. Like,
I live in the UK where this is a human right, Jeremy. If you are sending your child to a public school, that is a human right to have clothes on your children's back so that they don't have to worry when they're getting their education about where their food is coming from, where their clothes are coming from.
Let me go back to the cutting children's allowance. You said that notion is ignorant. What do you say to that, Jess? You're being ignorant here.
If Vanessa wants to call me ignorant, that's up to her. I just don't understand why I, as a taxpayer, should pay for your children. Your fucking
because
kid,
your individual
mine.
Because your individual tax that you are paying is not going
not
just
mine.
For one child.
Not
it is going across. It is going across the board. Do you use public transport?
That's not going in.
Do you use HSE? Yeah. So that's why you pay taxes. Yeah. We all pay taxes. VAT to transactional taxes. We all pay taxes, not just you. So you're not just paying for people on welfare. They are paying too. They just get a bigger lump sum back because they need it, because you're working and they're probably not, or their needs are greater than yours from the Irish
state.
They're
not, or they choose
to not. I'm working. My partner is working. We have worked all through that pregnancy. I worked right up to the day before I had my child.
No.
But you need to understand this, because you see anyone that's getting child benefit as being unemployed. We are not unemployed. And even if we are unemployed, raising a child, which you don't understand, is a full-time job. It is not an easy thing to do, you pariah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is not an easy thing to do.
It's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job that should be appreciated.
Okay.
And what do you do? What do you do for society?
Oh,
what do you do for
society? Am I going to get a word in without you opening your gob? Am I going to get a fucking word in, or are you just going to keep going?
I'm asking
like
a little
chihuahua.
I'm asking a question. What do you do for society?
What can I do for society? Well, first of all, if I was in charge, child allowance, child benefits, back to school, scrapped.
No.
That's the old get. And a lot of people don't even use it for the purposes that it is.
What do you
do?
Do
I work, I pay taxes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what do I do. I work, I pay taxes. What would you want me to do?
What else do you do? Okay,
I'll tell you what I want you to do.
Get your head out your ass and understand that you live in a society,
a
community.
I will, and you will.
So, my sister does not work. She does work. She's a carer for her son who has special needs. She also helps run a football club. She also helps run two community groups. That's what she does. She puts time, effort, and energy back into her community so those children grow up feeling valued. What do you do for society?
What does that have to do with the child cap? What's that to do with the child cap? Beautiful story, but what's that to do with the child cap?
Because the child cap allows her to live.
It literally adds nothing to the conversation.
But the child cap allows her a little bit of breathing room. Hang on. Not having the child cap there gives her a bit of breathing room that all of her children are deemed equal under Irish law.
And that's a fact.
That's what it does.
That is a fact.
But Vanessa, when I think of people with huge, big families, I think, who's the character from Little Britain that used to be pushing the 10 prams down? What was her name?
Vicky Pollard.
I think of the character Vicky Pollard, yeah?
Yeah.
Where literally in Little Britain she was pushing 10 pounds.
But it's a character. It's not real.
It's actually a very accurate caricature of people that just have pop out kids. Most caricatures are based on facts and that just pop out kids and then wonder. And pop out is probably the wrong word to use, but who just have kid after kid after kid and then go, oh no, I can't afford the kids. Like, you have to be grown-ups about this. We sat down and we tried to work out financially how many kids we could afford. And 3 was the max that we could afford. And as well, if you have more, and I'm not saying, you know, we should be capping the amount of children you can have and forcing men to get the snip after 3 kids. Although the day my 3rd was born, I was down the clinic like a hot snot. But I'm saying is, when you have bigger families as well, and you have 5, 6, 7 kids, you're not going to be able to give them the things that you can give your kids when you only have 3. Say for argument's sake, when we only had 1 child, Vanessa, he was very lucky. So he got to go to America. I think he was in the States 3 times because we only had 1 kid to pay for it. Yeah. Since we had 3 kids, no, I'm not saying going to America is the be all and end all, but none of my other 2 have been, like my son was in Disneyland. My other 2 haven't gone there yet. Because we have 3 kids now, it's a lot more expensive and the kids don't get as much when there's so much. Like, why would anybody want to have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids? I just...
Each of their own.
What do you mean?
If you could afford it, would you like to have it? Of course you would.
I know, if it was like Alec Baldwin where I have, you know, he has, how many has he got? 50 kids or something like that? But he has nannies and stuff like that. Yes, if I had nannies to look after him and stuff. But the point is, that caricature of Vicky Pollard is actually quite accurate. There are people who go around having baby after baby after baby after baby, and then when Christmas comes on, they go, oh Jesus, I can't afford government, give me money. That's not the way life works, Vanessa. We're all grown-ups now. And yes, I do agree, I wouldn't go as far as Jess was going to cut off child benefit, but we do need a helping hand. But the helping hand needs to be capped at something.
Let me bring in some more opinions before we wrap this up. This is Mark.
We need people to have more children because we need those children to grow up and keep the country running. We also need those children's contributions to keep our pensions going. So no, there should not be a cap, no matter how many kids you have. But what should happen is working parents get a bigger piece of the pie than unemployed parents, as they actually contribute.
All right, Neil.
Good afternoon, lads. Jess, yeah, I listen to Jess a lot. She has good opinions, but then again, sometimes I just don't agree with her opinions. And at this time, I don't agree with her. I just believe the children's allowance, some people don't need it, but a lot of people out there do need it. A lot of people out there do need it. And that's all I'll say in the matter. Cheers, lads.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Neil. Sean.
Hi. So, my son goes to a gym in Dublin, for his health and fitness. Like, it's genuinely essential for his well-being. I had to pay a pretty hefty joining fee, and I'm still paying nearly €200 a month, which is mad, and the 140 trial benefit, but it doesn't even cover his gym membership, never mind food, clothes, or anything else. Do you know, I just think, honestly, child benefit needs to be increased to at least 140 a week, not a month, because the way things are now, it's just not realistic.
Don't believe a word of it, Sean, but I love your message.
Well, hang on. What gym, by the way, what gym has membership of 200 quid a month? Would you stop? Is he lifting weights made out of gold? Like?
Finally, let's ring in Keith.
Jeremy, the thing is, everyone that has kids do pay for their own kids. The thing is, the children's allowance is just a helping hand. It's all it is. Like, it's a dig out. I mean, see, some people that maybe do depend on it, who don't work. I mean, some mothers out there, our fathers, you know what I mean, who don't work, might actually depend on that. That might actually just get them over the line. I mean, think about it. Prices in Ireland have skyrocketed. It's ridiculous. Like, it costs you 20 quid to go to the shop, get bread and milk. It's fucking madness. Like, that's just the way it is. It's just crazy.
All right, Keith, thanks very much indeed for your message. Now,
just speaking before we go on to that about kids noticing things. So as I said, my Luke, geez, he got a great life before the other two came along. He was in New York for Christmas.
He must hate them, does he?
We don't bring it up. But he was in New York for Christmas and he was like in Disneyland in Florida twice, I think he was. And there's a photograph in our living room of Luke meeting, picking SpongeBob SquarePants in Universal Florida or whatever like that. And the two girls noticed it there a couple of weeks ago. They were walking through the living room and they were like, when did our brother meet SpongeBob SquarePants? He was in the Omni in Santry one day. But they copped on that he was... And they were like, how come he got to go to Florida and we didn't? I said, them's the breaks. He who comes out of the womb first
gets all the benefits.
Gets all the benefits.
Now, just before we go, we mentioned earlier on that we were going to give away one of our Opinions Matter merchandise coffee mugs. Well, we are going to do it right now. Let me explain how this competition works. We're going to give you a question and all you have to do is WhatsApp the answer and your name to 0858252626 by 2 o'clock on Thursday the 11th of February. So if you're listening to this episode after 2 o'clock on Thursday the 11th of February, you're too late.
Almost like
I'm
a celebrity. Yeah.
It is, yeah. So
you cannot vote. Voting lines are now closed.
Yes, so yeah, exactly. So you need to vote by 2 o'clock on enter by 2 o'clock on the 11th of February, Wednesday the 11th. So here's the question.
Here is the question. So you need to answer this question only by WhatsApp. Send us the answer by WhatsApp. And as my right-hand man just said, we will announce the winner on the next episode. Here is the question. On this podcast,
just actually, moments ago, as it happens,
I mentioned a very well-known TV character. Who is that TV character? The clue is...
Little Britain. That's the clue.
That is the clue.
What was the name of the character that Jeremy mentioned from Little Britain just a couple of minutes ago? Rewind the podcast and you'll get the answer. And you send that answer and your name to our WhatsApp number, 0858252626. Get it into us by 2 o'clock on Wednesday, the 11th of February. If you're listening after that time, you are too late to enter. Once again, you send your answer and your name to 0858252626. We will give away one of our Opinions Matter coffee mugs. They're really, really good, and I can promise you that. I use mine every single day going to work, and I love it. I absolutely love it. They're a lovely orange colour with the logo of Opinions Matter on the front of it, and you could win it, and you could enter the competition right now. Once again, the question, what was the name of the Little Britain character that Jeremy mentioned a moment ago? If you know the answer, send the answer and your name to 0858252626. Why and the very best
out,
of luck.
Why do you give out the number like people don't understand? My mom, as you know, has a student, yeah?
A student, yeah.
And she's a Spanish student.
Very good,
she's from Valencia.
Valencia?
Valencia.
There's a P at the end of it.
I don't know. She's from Valencia, anyway. And she's fluent in English. Like, her English is better than half the people that call this podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
But when my mom is speaking to her, she goes, would you like spaghetti bolognese? Oh, of course I would like a spaghetti bolognese. I've got you. So you don't need to give it the number like the people are like the people don't speak English.
0858252626 is the number. Get your answer into us.
Now, our friend who, the gym man, I spent 200
a month. Yep.
No, this is breaking news. So his son, he pays 200 quid a month for his son's membership, which is... And I said, what gym is charging that? He's claiming Eden One in Ballsbridge. You know that posh gym in Ballsbridge? There's no way you are paying 200 quid for your young
friend. I'm getting down there.
Oh, thank you for you last the day in a gym.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.